This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man.
It was 5 weeks ago when we last saw Matt double-crossing Chad after they hacked into the fantasy server room. Leaving him to be captured, Matt rode away on his helicopter with the first place code. Only thing was, he didn't realize his plan was unraveling as quick as it began. Having a good time?
How?
It was Chad, sitting in the helicopter pilot seat, with sweet gelled up hair and cool black sunglasses on. Thought you could get rid of me that easy, huh?
a double cross?
Just then, Chad flew in a loop and Matt tumbled out of the side. He luckily was able to grab hold of the ladder and dangle below.
I thought my team was better.
What's that?
I said I thought my team was better.
Oh, sorry. It's just hard to hear you all the way up here. It's okay. I forgive you. While saying that, the ladder cable began to fray. Matt's face grew in terror, knowing he was destined to fall. Acting quickly, Chad did a hard right turn and then did a helicopter move called tipping the cap and flung Matt off. Happy to save the ladder, Chad put it in autopilot and said, "Happy Thanksgiving, you filthy animal." And a happy Black Friday, too. Then flew off headed towards Champion Island. Matt landed on a fishing trawler and is currently putting some ice on his takes. Welcome to the Half a Heads Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Chad. Mission Impossible 11 Ebersol. With me is Matt, James Bond villain 3, Dempsey.
Yeah, James Bond villain is hurting right now. I mean, let's just cut right to the chase right now. The second highest points in the week this week. But I lost to number one.
Sorry.
That's just bad luck. I mean, what are you going to do? Ask this the fantasy gods.
Some are saying I made a possible GM move of the year. In one trade, I beat you and made Mikey lose. Maybe not Mikey lose, but Mikey lost.
God, that's enough out of you.
This is mine.
That's mine.
Darn it. You don't ever, I need that.
You need my pen?
I need a pen.
But yeah, I was first place 5 weeks ago, and I haven't won since, like you just said. I'm not happy about it, even though I really like my team still. There's just not hacking it. It's just
I'm sorry.
It's a wasted year.
And good news, no, not yet. I mean, if you think, fourth
it's
place,
over.
Fourth
it's
place
over.
To 12th place is two wins. You're there's 3 weeks left.
Yeah, but I'm on the biggest slide of my life in
I mean,
this league.
It's a five-week slide.
Five-week slide.
3 weeks left, right?
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Three
yes.
Wins.
Okay, boom. I would love to
turning
win three
it around.
Around. Yeah. I got no confidence in my squad.
I was going to go 4-0 this past week, but 3-1, lost by a point in Dynasty.
Oh.
Stupid Travis Kelce.
Yikes.
I knew it was going to happen anyway. But Joe Burrow went down.
Dude.
What am I supposed to do?
That was tough. I mean, Joe Burrow's a gamer. And did you watch the game at all on Thursday?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, did you see what, like, he, on the sideline, what he threw, and like, he kind of realized, like, he threw it, and his reaction wasn't like, "Oh, that hurt." His reaction was, "Oh my God, I'm out for the season." Like,
oh, really?
I honestly think it was. Like, he didn't actually say that, but like, you could just tell. Like, he kind of crumbled up until like he had put his hands on his head, like put his hands on his head like a surrender cobra.
What is it then? Broken
it's a
wrist?
Torn ligament
in his
wrist.
Wrist.
Yeah. I feel bad. I mean, obviously it worked. It's a division rival for the Browns or whatever, but
yeah, it's the second quarterback the Ravens have taken
it's,
out.
It's a bummer. It's like seeing like. I don't know, like Kevin Durant going out for the season. Like, it's not something you never really want to see, you know?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. Now the whole Bengals are in chaos, kind of. Maybe. I mean, Browning, you know, Browning threw 91 touchdowns in his high school senior year.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
I did not know that.
That's a record, national record, actually. It's like 7 a game.
That,
but
how many games did he play?
I mean, I figured 15 season.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I don't know, but still. Yeah, some other news. Some other people got hurt. Cooper Kupp went down again.
Yep, you missed another one from the game of the Bengals.
Oh, who am I thinking? Or missing?
Mark Andrews.
Oh, Mark Andrews, yeah. That one I missed.
That one out for the season.
Yeah, twisted it pretty good.
No, I think he had like a cracked fibia or something.
Whoa.
Like he knew pretty, like he was calling for the, like, put his hand on his head. It was kind of like, it's a pretty brutal game. It's a pretty brutal game.
Did you see that, I think it was DJ Reed or whichever, one of the Jets players had their fingers bust out of their glove. You can see the bone poking through the glove.
It's disgusting.
It's crazy.
That's gross.
Yeah. Crazy week. Yeah, some other news. Matt Canada fired. Steelers finally made a right call.
Did you see the stat about the in-season firing?
Yeah, that is nuts.
That is insane.
Say it.
First in-season firing since 1943, I think.
Yeah, for a major coaching position. Head coach or
OCDC or head coach, I think.
Since 40.
That's insane. That's crazy. Is it 41? I had 43 right
now. I don't. Maybe
it is. It was in the 40s. It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Yeah, but still. This is actually good news, I think, for Pickens in a way. Because Matt Canada was just
Pickens,
like, the wide receiver. Pickett? No, I don't. Kenny Pickett's done. He sucks. But Pickens will have more routes available to him.
Who's throwing the ball?
Well, Pickett probably, which is fine. But again, it's like, it's just about, he was just going go routes, and post routes, deep stuff. Like, maybe he'll get some, like, actual, maybe he'll get more targets, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, do you think Pickens is even the best receiver on the team? Like, Deontay Johnson probably.
Pickens is still good enough that he should be warranting, you know, more looks or whatever.
True.
I don't really have much. I felt like some of the stuff I have could go along with stuff that you had.
Okay. Kind of piggybacking off the Steelers, the Browns beat the Steelers.
Smash!
That was an ugly game. It was a fun game.
That's just what we're going
to do. Defensive slobber knocker of a game. Browns are 7-3. DTR... Not good. But he got done when it needed, when it was necessary. Browns signed Joe Flacco.
Yeah, if Joe Flacco is on that field, consider it a done season.
I agree, 100%.
They better be putting what's his name in before they put Flacco.
PJ Walker?
Yeah.
I think Flacco would be the backup next week.
Sick.
Some little chatter on the
Sacco.
Little chatter on the airways. Is Myles Garrett a legitimate MVP candidate?
MVP?
MVP hasn't, a defender hasn't won the MVP since 1986, I think, Lawrence Taylor.
I mean, if our defense is the only thing that's really getting us there, and Myles Garrett is...
If he, like, breaks a single-season sack record, which he's not on pace to do anything.
I've never seen a team move two blockers along with Miles as he moves that week against the Titans or whatever.
Yep.
That alone kind of is like, they should just highlight that clip nonstop.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It hasn't happened in about 35 years. So
I think it's no doubt defensive player of the year.
Oh, yeah.
The way this is going.
Totally agree.
But MVP? Wow. Could he get both then?
Yeah, he would get both. Would he? Probably, yeah. Ravens, as of right now, are the number one seed in the AFC. They're 8-3. However, there's four other teams with 3 losses. Can you name them?
Jags?
Yep.
Oh, this AFC?
Yeah.
Whoa.
There's the Ravens are at 8-3. There's 4 other teams at 7-3. You just got Jags, Chiefs.
Oh, and then Browns?
Browns. There's one other team.
One more? Miami?
Miami, bang. Got them all. But yeah, so Ravens are a half game up on all 4 of those teams for the first seed in the AFC.
That don't make
sense. Which is wild.
Just lost their best player.
Who did?
Ravens.
Who's their best player?
Mark Andrews.
No. Lamar's probably front runner MVP right now.
That just shows you how bad a year MVPs are. Maybe Miles should get it.
Who do you think should be MVP regardless?
I don't know. Jalen, I guess.
Yeah, right. Speaking of Jalen, we'll kind of jump ahead to Monday Night Football because that was the biggest game of the week. Eagles win an ugly one. Rainy, ugly. Wasn't that, I mean...
I honestly didn't watch much of it.
The Chiefs' offense, dude, sleepy. Just like it's been all season. They haven't scored a point in the second half since the last 3 games. Oh, in the last 3 games.
Dude, I was saving it for Robbie, but yeah. The Chiefs right now are averaging less than 6 points per game in the second half this year.
It's insane.
They've only scored 1 touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Their wide receiver room is a disaster.
To put it on another level, right now the Browns have scored more points than the Chiefs.
Right.
That's how bad their offense is. Only by like 3, but
The Chiefs. I mean, like I've been saying for weeks, they'll sleepwalk into the playoffs, and then they only care about 3 games. Like they only care about 3 games the whole season.
Yeah,
it's the AFC. I mean, it's the divisional, the conference, and the Super Bowl.
It's just the one guy put it like who is it, Justin Watson or what's his, is that his name? Or
it's a wide receiver.
Yeah, for the Chiefs. Yeah. He was their leading receiver this past
leading
year.
Leading target getter, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was like the fifth or sixth wide receiver in Tampa Bay when Tom Brady was there.
Right.
And now he's
right.
Pat Mahomes' number one, right. number two. Like right. they just don't have anybody good. And MVS dropped a big one. Could have been a touchdown.
Yeah, big. I mean, that was the one of the game winning touchdowns.
Yeah.
Texans beat the Cardinals. They're keeping pace in the AFC South. They're just a fun story. I like them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know you
way
like
to
them.
Jump on.
And also, the Broncos won their four straight. Did they catch the Chiefs? Stop what's that bet you got?
It's not going to hit because of the stupid Jets. Broncos and Texans to win their division.
Speaking of the Jets, the Zach Wilson benched.
Finally. Yeah, quarterback three. He atrocious. Is done.
You think like Amazon got the rights to the Black Friday game, Dolphins, Jets, they were envisioning Tim Boyle as a starter.
Oh, God, no. They were salivating at the Rodgers-Miami matchup.
Right.
Gosh, I wonder, is Hard Knocks in season on yet?
It's done tonight.
It's on tonight? Oh, yeah. Boom. Watching
that. I like that. Tommy DeVito beats the Commanders.
Dude, doing the... It's pretty cool in a way that a guy who is an Italian New Yorker or whatever...
Living home with his parents.
Outside of Jersey or whatever. Yeah, lives there and is now playing for the Giants.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you thinking? Crazy, Tommy, you're a kid. Go back to the yard and kick a can. That's all you'll ever be.
I like it.
I hope he does really good.
Me too, yeah. I have a prediction. 1 week from tomorrow when we're back here, Ron Rivera will be fired.
No.
I think he's fired after Thanksgiving. They can fire him on a short week because they went from Sunday to Thursday. Yeah. If they lose to the Cowboys 42-10, gone. See ya. Wow. He's not coming back.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. He's not coming back. So I guess, what, is it like a Bieniemy audition?
Jack Del Rio will probably be interim.
Oh, over Bieniemy? Those racist bastards.
I'm not saying it because of that. I'm just saying, like, Del Rio actually has head coaching experience. Right. You can't just throw Bieniemy into it.
Well, I don't know why not.
Because the offense is actually doing pretty well. It's the defense that's
been
atrocious.
Even though it's, like, Sam Howell leading the league in passing yards right now, which
right.
is crazy. But
right.
Yeah, that team's not
good. Yeah, but that's my prediction. We'll see if I'm right.
I don't know.
Why does it make sense?
All right, so you're saying this time next week Ron Rivera's fired, $5?
$5.
Okay.
Bang. Chargers are falling apart. They stink.
Oh,
they're horrible. They lost to the Packers, who are also horrible.
I mean, what they can't do is close. Right now, they are
they've never been able to close for the last 30 years.
Over 5 in games decided by 3 points or less, and 5 of their 6 losses are by a combined 14 points.
That's... so bad.
That is so bad. It's just.
You can say that stat 10 years ago, and Phillip Rivers was on it. Like, this is the Chargers' way.
It's Chargers and Chargers, but yeah, they. It's if it's not the offense, it's defense, or vice versa. I mean, Herbert's actually been playing pretty good. I mean, at least his fantasy stats look pretty good. I don't know if it's like the Josh Allen effect, but
yeah, kind of. Panthers are awful. Underlined awful. Frank Reich, he's got to be canned after the season.
That sucks.
They're just atrocious.
I mean, he obviously didn't want Bryce Young. As an owner, how are you supposed to be like, damn it, why didn't you talk me out of that more or something?
Yeah.
Like, I'm firing you? Like, I don't know. It's
the owner's team.
The owner basically has to keep Frank Reich just to wear the Bryce Young smear one more year.
Maybe.
And then fire
him. But he's got to try and fire him because it's just not happening. And the team doesn't seem to be enjoying themselves. They're 1-9. They look bad.
Do you see Bryce Young being good?
I mean, what if they hire like a Ben Johnson from the Lions and he coaches them up like he does Jared Goff?
Bryce Young has skill.
He won the Heisman Trophy. He's not bad.
I guess I haven't watched a lot of Carolina games to like see his throws and stuff. But
you don't watch Carolina games? I watched every game.
No, I mean I know he's supporting Thielen, but again, I just don't know if he's actually physically that good enough.
Keep an eye on the Packers. Catch the Vikings for the seventh wild card. Just keep an eye. Just plant that seed. Maybe upset the Lions Thursday, and then they're off.
They just lost Aaron Jones, though.
That's true.
Which is a big hit. But I will say, if they start letting in Jaden Reed, that Wilkes guy, the rookies, just let the rookies pass Dobbs and Watson. Just let those guys or whatever. Dobbs maybe not so much. But.
And then the last thing here for me, it's kind of random, but. Ryan Day, there's little rumors that he might leave Ohio State. They might either fire him or he might leave Ohio State and go to Texas A&M if they lose to Michigan. And Mike Vrabel has been on the record, not recently, but he's been on the record. His dream job is Ohio State Buckeyes.
No.
Just keep that in your mind. Could Vrabel?
Now that's a take I
could,
like.
Could Vrabel leave Tennessee for the Ohio State job? Because Tennessee, they're going nowhere fast.
It's a total breakdown. Man, they're bad. That would be.
Yeah. Just keep that in mind.
Ohio State would be so good.
This could be something that makes no sense in a week, but it could also be something.
He might be the best coach they've ever had.
Right.
As long as his recruiting game is good.
And then the Super Bowl odds. Where's
also,
a new?
Also, real quick for the Titans right now. They've gone a whole calendar year without a road win.
Jeez. That's not good.
No, so if they're on the road, bet against them.
Yeah. Super Bowl odds, there's a new leader at the top. You want to guess?
Super Bowl odds?
Yep. First time they've been leaders all season.
Eagles.
Plus 450. Wow. 49ers and Chiefs are plus 475. Ravens plus 850. Dolphins plus 900. Lions plus 1,000. Cowboys plus 1,100. Jaguars 2,000. Bills 2,800. Browns 3,500.
You know, 1,100 for the Cowboys is not a bad throw $10 on there to win 110. I can see them out of any of those ones down there. Yeah. I'm impressed.
You're not going to be able to get the Bills at 28-1 if they win the next one or two. They'll just hop back up to where they used to be.
Right.
It's just they're kind of on a little bit of a slide. So that might be good value. But I have to say, like I've done every week, I have Ravens 22-1 ticket in my pocket, and they're plus 850 right now. So
nice, looking good.
Keep that in mind.
Especially to say anything about Seattle or anything. That was the only one I didn't have.
Seattle. Oh, I guess losing to the Rams, and their schedule is really hard.
Oh, absolutely. But this last game against the Rams, they had 12 penalties for 130 yards, which was the highest of any team all year.
Oof.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Oh, lastly also, Sutton's catch from 2 weeks ago, or not last week, but the week before, or whatever, that really crazy one. Mm-hmm. Did you see that got graded a 3.2 chance of completion?
I did not.
So it's actually the lowest graded, lowest probability of completion ever. Is that the best catch ever?
No.
Apparently the hardest.
In a meaningful Sunday night game.
Oh, yeah.
Best catch ever, in my opinion, is Eli Manning to Marlon Manningham Super Bowl.
Aww,
not the helmet catch. The second one against the Patriots when he had to throw it from his own end zone to the 50. Mm-hmm. Like he dropped it in a bucket. Manningham caught it. You have to look it up.
Dropped it and fell down right there.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I do know what you're talking about.
Great one.
That was an amazing catch.
That's my favorite
catch. Or Edelman, where he completely flatboard against
the football. That one was great. We could do this all day.
Yeah, sure. All right, recent matchups. What a week.
I went 1-5. You went 3-3.
Yeah, I felt like it was pretty bad.
26-40. You're 37-29. Not good.
I don't think it's... I think I won this one. What's that, $50 to the winner?
No. That's not true. Or else you've given me a lot of money for the last couple of years.
That's for sure. Yeah, well, I'm happy. I'm feeling good about this. About fantasy this year. The first matchup, it was Bills kick Bass taking down Mahomes, my auto, 101-80. Robbie, the Chiefs. We just talked about how shitty they are.
Even bad.
Yeah. Robbie, we got Kelsey 7 for 44, touchdown 16 points, and Hopkins at least had 459, touchdown 13 points. For Spags playing Singletary after that big week, played him again, 198 total, touchdown 18 points, and Brian Robinson.
Was
118, sorry. Yeah, my bad. Touchdown 18 points. And Brian Robinson, 131 total, 7 catches, 16 points.
Brian Robinson, I think he might be the pick of the draft.
100%.
He's number 4 running back.
What did you say he got him?
9th round.
9th? Yeah. Oh, that's easily.
902, I think, or something like that.
100%. What's crazy is now they're just phasing Antonio Gibson out completely, and they're just throwing, they're doing him as everything.
Right.
And what's his name is... Throwing the...
Antonio Gibson didn't play last week.
Oh.
He was out. He was hurt. I think a thigh injury or something like that.
That's probably good news for Commanders anyway. They don't like him.
Yeah.
The next one was Achilles heel taking down bad trade specialist. 104-97. Man, what did I do? Gave him Saquon Barkley to go 140 total. 4 catches, 2 touchdowns, 28 points. My guy's had a decent game, but Keenan Allen, 10 for 116, a touchdown, 22 points. He could have had even more. He dropped three balls.
Dude, one hit him right in the face.
Yeah, and going into the end zone.
He lost it in the lights. I know, it was too bright. I think it was too bright. He was in the sun. Yeah, like, he must have blinked or something. It was a funny visual because he was wide open.
Yeah, it was Keenan Allen. What the heck? Tag Delphin Rice, 8 for 149, a touchdown, 24 points. Not much else. Burrow went down for him.
Trevor Lawrence on his bench.
I know. And that would have been the win for sure. Bills D helped him out, got him 20 plus. But, yeah. It's tough. I know. I'd feel dumb if I traded Tank Dell for a tight end at this point. Al Goodwin, Ciccone. He's catching fire right now.
He is.
What have I done? The next one, it's Cy, SMH Cy, taking down Grande Cono.
It's a big one.
It's good while it lasted, Mikey. 123 to 109. Oh, man. Joe Mixon, 100 total, 5 catches, touchdown for Zach, 18 points. And Kittle, 8 for 89, touchdown, 18 points. Is this like his best year ever?
He's, I mean, what do you think he is tight end wise?
4?
3.
Wow. Yeah. Who is 1 and 2 now? Because Laporta's been kind of bad recently.
That's true.
Hockenson?
I was still, yeah, Hockenson's got me 1. I would assume Kelsey's 2, I would assume.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kittle, this is, I mean, he's had, what was his, like, past few weeks?
Kittle, oh, he's been on fire.
Right? 18, 19, 19,
10. Yep.
0, but 26. Oh, yeah, he's been amazing.
That 0's against the Brownies, if you remember that one. I got a Jahmyr Gibbs stat for you.
Oh, okay.
Do you have anything with Jahmyr Gibbs on there?
No.
I saw this on the internet this morning. Jahmyr Gibbs, overall PPR fantasy finishes since returning from injury. Running back 2, running back 1, running back 2, running back 3.
Whoa.
He's on fire.
He might actually be higher in points than Bijan.
He's on fire.
Oh, what did I do? It's Dynasty.
It's going to be the only prediction I get right this year.
It's a good
one,
happens,
if it happens.
If there was odds for that, you would have gotten probably like 1,000 to 1. Or
no,
plus,
not that
plus
much.
1,000. Maybe plus 1,000.
You'll see how much Bijan's.
Mikey, Devonta Adams came alive a little bit. 7 for 82, a touchdown, 17 points. And DK, 5 for 94, a touchdown, 17 points. I knew it was just around the corner for the guy.
Right now, Jahmyr Gibbs, running back 10. Bijan, coming off a bye, running back 18.
Oh, 18?
18.
Oh, my Lord.
How about that?
Stupid Arthur Smith, you big dumb. I cannot believe that's actually happening. The next one.
Believe it, baby.
Was. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Blowout of the week. Poop mouth destroying Law and Order.
Gobble, gobble.
106 to 72. Man, is that 34.3. Easy one.
Hold on. Let me check your work. Let me check your work.
What did I say again?
34.3.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
Got it.
Love it. Yeah, look at this. Gus the Bus. 70 total, 2 touchdowns, 20 points. He's my pick him. Literally every week that guy scores a touchdown. Every single week.
Whoever traded.
John traded him for Dalton Kincaid.
Kincaid's like been balling out too.
He has been, I mean, Gus
has obviously been outscoring Kincaid.
Absolutely. That shows you how good like the value of a running back or a wide receiver versus a tight end is.
Right.
No matter how good that tight end is, this guy scored 20 every week.
Yeah.
Puka, nice little Puka second, 5 for 70, touchdown, 7 rush yards also, 17, or 16 points. Pretty good.
Well, you want to guess what Puka's wide receiver is after the last couple down weeks?
11.
10.
Oh.
Nice guess.
Thanks. For TJ Thielen, 8 for 74, 11 points. Other than that, not so good. He traded away his quarterback. Got more than this new quarterback. You got to change your name, too. You're no longer Law and Order.
That's true.
The law left. You're now Outlaw and Order.
Boo.
Good win, Anthony. Still fighting. 6-5. I think he's in, like, fourth place or something like that. The next one. One of the upsets. How dare you take him down, digging my own muskrat?
This is an upset that you were favored, weren't you?
I know, but it has to be upsetting for you.
It is upsetting for me.
136 to 129. I beat you there. Let's see. Brandon Ayuk traded for him. 5 for...
All right. No need to brag.
156, a touchdown, 24 points. And I traded for Tony Pollard, 80 total, 4 catches, touchdown, 16 points. I had a couple other good guys. CMC. You had a great day from Hill. 10 for 146, touchdown, 25 points. And James Cook. That's nice to see. 102 total, touchdown, gave you 17 points.
I mean,
your top 3. Bang.
Yeah.
And Sutton even. Sutton has been, I feel like every week I see 14 points next to his name.
Yeah.
Mostert let down. Yeah, oh, and I mentioned Ty Chandler. He had such a great matchup.
He did. If I would started him instead of Flowers, I think I would have won, actually. So that
probably would have.
7.5. Oh, it would have been. Yeah, I would have won.
Yeah, and I would have told you how to. I did. I told you how to beat me, too.
I'm going to talk about it.
It's a rough
frustrated.
But hey, here's one thing. 129, that is good.
Yeah, no shit. It was the second best of the week.
3-0. Let's see where you finish.
It's the second highest of the week. I just happened to play the number one.
Here's the thing. If there's going to be this many teams tied, now it comes down to points. You want those high.
I don't have very many high points.
Yeah, we get 3 weeks of 130s. And now for...
I mean, if I had my choice, I would get 3 weeks of 200s.
The most upsetting
loss. Yeah, this is
tough.
This is tough. What would happen if they would have tied? Because that was super close.
Legit half ahead takes down the newly named Read Between the Lines 105.6 to 105.52. The .08 beat, and Garrett Wilson is on John's bench with minus point.
He's on John's team. On his bench.
John's team, yeah, sorry. He had a fumble.
Oh, and A-Chain only had one for one.
Literally, Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson, if he doesn't fumble, John wins.
If he
doesn't fumble, because he lost points. Because he
gets a handoff and runs 1 yard, John wins.
Right.
Like, it's like the craziest. There's been some bad beats. This is up there in
this
top like five, probably.
It's a bad one.
That's nuts. Who's had David Montgomery go 18? Wait, that can't be right. I just did this math wrong.
David Montgomery, he had 98 total yards?
98, yeah, that's... Nine, okay. It was in the car when I heard this. 98 total, touchdown, 16 points. And DJ Moore is better with Fields. 7 for 96, a touchdown, 19 points. John, Calvin Ridley, finally, 121 yeah. total, 7 catches.
Highest score for wide receiver this year.
Was it?
I mean, this week.
27 points.
Yeah.
That was a good week, yeah. No, yeah, not this year. What, Tyreek had...
No, I meant like highest wide receiver for the week.
Yeah, for the week, I gotcha. And CeeDee Lamb, 6 for 38, touchdown, modest 13 points this week. I mean, yeah, A-Chan and Garrett Wilson him minus.
He had Jalen Warren on the bench.
I know. And he had a couple of things on his bench, even Jaden Reed. And he was talking up Jaden Reed and just can't pull the trigger. And I started talking to him. I was like, you almost got screwed in a way. Like, obviously, Aaron Rodgers going down and now Burrow going down. But, like, you have such good guys, but they're not playing. Mm-hmm. But it's so hard to not play those guys. It's rough. In transactions and trades. No transactions yet, but a lot of trades we can go kind of look at.
How many trades?
Well, DJ traded. Here, we'll just go, whose side do you like more? DJ and Rice. DJ got Chris Godwin for Trevor Lawrence.
I like
DJ side.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence did go off 32 points last week.
Yeah,
though.
That's all right. Okay.
And Rice didn't need a quarterback.
I traded Bijan Robinson for Tony Pollard and Jake Ferguson.
That was good.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you beat me with him, so I'm not going to badmouth you. Bijan was on a bye.
DJ traded Travis Etienne for Thielen and Stroud.
Yeah, that one I didn't know about.
That was a little side eye, but, I mean, if you think Jags are kind of going another way.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Etienne was kind of touchdown dependent. He hasn't scored one in a little bit, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if it were me, I would definitely want to have Etienne. If I knew he was on the board, I probably would have given him something better.
Etienne is running back 3 still.
Still. It's a tough one. That was all of them.
That was a good trade deadline.
Couple ones. I love trade deadline.
You do, buddy.
Trades in general. So, gambling minute picks.
Oh, my goodness. I might have to take a sabbatical from gambling. Keep losing money.
Just put $1 on it.
Well, you said Gus Edwards earlier, but I was going to make a suggestion to do a Thanksgiving one, like Thursday.
Thursday night?
No, like all, there's 3 games on Thursday.
Yeah, so just do... Like
3 guys for Thursday or 4 guys or...
Who are the games on Thursday night?
Lions, Packers.
David Montgomery then.
Lions, Packers, Cowboys, Commanders, 49ers, Seahawks.
David Montgomery and CMC seem like a lock.
Right. And then Tony Pollard.
Who is
it? CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, I like CeeDee Lamb.
Those are probably already out, to be honest. The odds.
Commanders. Oh, yeah, I like CeeDee Lamb a lot. He'll probably want to jump into the little wishing pot thing.
Is Montgomery as much as a... Yeah, he scored last
week. He'll probably be a plus 200 or plus 140 or something.
Montgomery, anytime, minus 155. Pollard, I mean, CeeDee Lamb, minus 150. McCaffrey, minus 205.
Minuses that many?
Yep.
You said CeeDee Lamb?
CeeDee Lamb is minus 150.
So what are they combined? Like plus 400?
Let me do this real quick.
All right, how about we do this
then? Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
David Montgomery.
Plus 307.
Plus, how about David Montgomery, two touchdowns?
No.
Let's get crazy.
Well, you know what my crazy one is? And I said it a couple weeks ago. Amon St. Brown. Amon Ross St. Brown, first touchdown. Plus 650.
Because it's a bright light game?
It's a bright light game. I told myself I'd bet it every single time it's bright lights.
All right.
They've had three primetime games. He scored first touchdown in two of them.
All right, I'll get crazy too then. Josh Downs, touchdown.
Okay. That's
the Colts. It wouldn't be a Thursday game.
All right. I mean, you want to do my St. Brown and I'll do your Downs? And yours is just one guy?
Well, no.
Oh, we're combining them.
Yeah, we're combining them.
The first touchdown with Downs.
With Downs, yeah.
Okay.
What do we got to lose?
All right, let's do that.
Unless you want to do CMC first touchdown for the Niners.
Okay, I'll do that. We're talking it out live on the pod here.
I don't like that. First touchdown's so scary, dude. How about we do the three guys we said plus Amon-Ra.
First touchdown? Or just first, how about you just want to do Amon-Ra regular touchdown?
Okay, that's fine.
Well, I have four. Yeah. Montgomery, Amon-Ra.
Yeah.
CMC, Lamb.
Love it.
All right, lock it in.
Lock it up.
Let's see. Montgomery.
Upcoming matchups. Some big ones this week. Since I don't have what I'm assuming is full rosters, I did this totally based on rankings and meaningful games.
Oh, okay.
The first one, it's 7-4, third place, Grande Cogno, taking on 4-7, 12th place, Law and Order. Hopefully getting a new team name. 109-95 in Mikey's favor. He's got Jalen Hurts, Travis Etienne, Devonta Adams, Trey McBride, DK Metcalf, Rashad White, Deebo Samuel, Evan McPherson, and Pittsburgh D taking on the Bengals. That could be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. DJ's got CJ Stroud, Derrick Henry, Terry McLaurin, Dalton Schultz, Adam Thielen, Chris Godwin, Nico Collins, Nick Folk, and Minnesota defense taking on the Bears. Benching Harris. Okay.
I mean, Harris is horrible.
Benching Herbert. Did Herbert play last week?
I think he did.
Oh, yeah, didn't do much. 5 points.
Yeah.
That's kind of let down.
16 for 35. That's not good. That's not much.
Yeah, I was going to say, he actually got some run. Only 43% snaps. That might increase. You see Njoku got 15 targets.
15. He only had caught 7 of the balls, though.
That drop in the end zone.
Oh, it's brutal. You got to come down with that one.
Dude, it's in your hands.
That was a perfectly thrown ball.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of nuts that Marquise Brown has fallen off as quickly. Like, as soon as Kyler comes back, he's just no good anymore. 2, 3, 4. I mean, it's tough to play him. It's guys like Greg Dortch getting run.
Right.
Somebody did say Baker Mayfield's got a good streaming option in Indy, but obviously Mikey's going to play Harris.
Baker's like quarterback like 15. Like, he's like not bad.
Hasn't been bad.
He's a good streamer.
You know who that offense is? I think it's the offense coordinator or quarterback's coach was the guy that was with Seattle last year when Geno played really well.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's this guy, Baker's playing pretty well. That guy might get an interview. Oh, man, Travis Etienne getting Houston. Let's see, they played before. He got 15 points last time. That ought to be good for Mikey. Kansas City might just destroy Aiden O'Connell, actually. This might be...
I mean, I don't know if Kansas City's going to destroy anybody with that offense.
Well, just saying their defense. Also, they're talking
about their defense.
Trey McBride, they said that Kyler Murray and I think it was Petson or Gannon, one of the coaches, talked to Trey McBride about starting to do a little more freelancing, like what Kelsey does out there. Yeah, they said they really like this guy. He might be a steal next year
he's really
in a draft.
I mean, he's on the field 100% of the time. I mean,
when Zach Ertz comes back, which is I think soon, that might hinder him a little bit.
At this point, why deal with old Zach Ertz?
I agree.
Or run them both. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, let's see. DJ's got his new team of Godwin in there.
Yeah, Godwin.
McLaurin's got a scary day with Dallas. I'm sitting Howell this week.
You're saying Terry's going to be scary Terry?
And, ooh. Yeah, scared Terry.
Scary to start him.
Derrick Henry's got a great matchup against Carolina, though. That know, could be big time.
Like, Derrick Henry, I just traded from him in a different league. Like, if...
Traded four.
Yeah, I traded Chris Olave for Derrick Henry.
What?
Olave was on a bye. I had to try and win the week.
Oh, that's right.
In the corporation. But Derrick Henry, it's all if they're winning or losing. If they're winning, he's getting 25 carries. If they're losing, he's getting 10.
Well, this should be one where they're winning.
True, but the Titans always also stink.
They are bad.
They might not be
winning.
Who's
the quarterback right now? Is it Will Levis still?
Yeah.
Is it him the way out?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they benched Tanny.
Man, I think this is where Mikey's going to put the final shovels of dirt on the Law and Order.
I agree.
Sad to say.
It's also weird, but like we're talking about the end of the season. That's crazy.
I know.
Gosh.
Why does this go so fast?
So fast.
I don't watch Stroud and Trevor Lawrence put on a show.
That'd be nice. That'd be fun.
That'd be good for DJ. The next one, it's 5-6 ninth place. Mahomes, my auto, taking on 4-7 11th place. Legit half ahead. Melting face. 112-89 projected in Robbie's favor. He's got Pat Mahomes, Alvin Kamara, Amari Cooper, Travis Kelce, DeAndre Hopkins, Isaiah Pacheco, Drake London, Jake Moody, Cleveland D taking on the Broncos, who are picking it up. I think that's in Denver.
Yeah.
Oh.
405 game.
Scary. Who says Tua Tagovailoa? Tagovailoa? Can't remember anymore. David Montgomery, DJ Moore.
Black.
Yeah, in the tight end spot. Javonte Williams, Jahan Dotson, George Pickens, Justin Tucker, and Denver D taking on Cleveland. Right back at you, Roddy.
Battle of the defenses over here.
Actually, some said that's a pretty good waiver guy to pick up, Denver D.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. So he doesn't even have... Oh, Evan Ingram's going in there. So that's 8 points. So the projection going to go 97. Robbie's still crushing. Oh, yeah. The Chiefs get the Raiders.
I know, but still, they're sleepy. They stink.
It's the Raiders.
I know, but we just said they score 6 points per half in the second half.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, this team...
At least he's got the one guy that gets most of it in Kelce and Pacheco, but...
I mean, I guess. Yeah. But Kelce the last couple weeks...
I was going to say, actually, Robbie, the last couple weeks scored, like, I don't know, 90 points, maybe.
Not that good.
Yeah. Hopkins getting Carolina. They're tough against the pass, actually.
I mean, Pacheco the last 3 weeks, 9.6, 6.6, 5.2. Like, he's not burning it up anymore.
Drake London playing the Saints. At least Lattimore's gone, so maybe that helps him. But I don't know. Is it Heinicke or Ritter?
It's Ritter.
Ritter. Back to Ritter.
Back to Ritter.
I don't know about that. Tua getting the Jets. Have they played yet?
No.
No? You're right. Oh. Well, Tua's going to have a normal... This is actually going to be a funky match.
This is actually on Friday, too. Don't forget that.
Black Friday game.
Mm-hmm. 3 o'clock.
I like David Montgomery and Moore. I don't know about Williams. I actually kind of like McLaughlin better. Because it appears that Cleveland stinks against those little scat backs.
Right, that's a good point.
Maybe, but that'd be more for John. Jahan Dotson getting Dallas. Maybe Pickens' role. I mean, I'm... thinking this is Robbie's to win?
I don't know. I'm going with who's. Like, the Chiefs' offense just bothers me.
I'm saying this is a get-right game for the Chiefs and for Robbie.
It's your daddy, Roboto.
The next one's 5-6, 7th place. Bad trade specialist taking on 4-7, 10th place. Digging my own Musgrave.
Not good.
108-94, the projection in Rice's favor. He's got Trevor Lawrence, Austin Eckler, A.J. Brown, T.J. Hawkinson, Noah Brown, Tank Dell, Devonta Smith, Harrison Bucker, Miami D taking on the Jets. That is a cool-looking lineup. And Matt, you've got Justin Herbert, James Cook, Tyreek Hill, Luke Musgrave, Chris Olave, Raheem Mostert, Cortland Sutton, Jacoby Myers, Jason Myers. Darn it, every time. Seattle D taking on the Niners.
I have a waiver claim in for a defense. Okay. It hasn't happened yet. Tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
So let's act like the defense, if I get them, let's act like they're projected 9. So plus, add 4 to the, on my 98 projection.
98-108. There okay. you go.
Yeah, man, this is a
tough matchup for you and Herbert getting Baltimore.
I'm not scared of them.
Trevor Lawrence, not the greatest. The last time he played Houston, only 15 points. And honestly, even last week, like you said, how like he did pretty good. That's the first time he's cracked 20 points all week, all year.
But he also had 34 points.
Like, yeah, I mean, it was really good, but.
I don't know.
Why don't you play Joe Burrow?
I don't know, Jim.
Yeah, he still got Burrow on his bench. That's cute. Let's see. Yeah, Eagles getting Buffalo. Texans getting Jags. Did they do anything last time? Oh, Tank Dell, last time he played Jacksonville, 23 points.
Oh, dude, Tank Dell is so good.
God, he's awesome. Wish I had him on my team.
And Stroudley looks his way, dude. Yeah, how many targets?
He's quick. He is crazy quick. He had, what, like 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns in Houston this senior year? Like,
last three weeks, 11 targets, 14 targets, 10 targets. So he's getting targeted a bunch.
And Noah Brown, let's see, after those big monsters. Oh, no.
He didn't play last week.
Oh, he didn't play? Mm-hmm. What was
he's out.
Well, he could actually miss this week, too. You don't know. It says 1 to 2 week, and there's nothing updated on it.
Nelly.
So what are you biggest concern? Tyreek Hill going to get soused?
No.
Soused all over his face. I'm took a souse.
I'm just worried about my team. It's like he it might be mailing it in. I don't know.
I hope not, man.
I hope not, too. I mean, I'm not going to act like...
I would like to see more out of Mostert.
Yeah, what's he at now?
But he gets... I mean,
he's still running back 2? That's crazy. It's because he had the 41er and the 32.
Sutton's probably going to get Denzel Ward. Yeah, man, you've got some tough
matchups. I know, I got some issues. I got some issues. But you know what? I'm putting myself on my piece of paper. I'm taking me. Let's get right, boys.
Oh, man. There's just no way I can do that. For the record's sake, I think Bryce beat you.
Bring it on.
I hope you win, but for... statistics sake, I'm going Rice. The next matchup, it's 6-5, 6th place, Poop Mouth, taking on 5-6, 8th place, Psy, SMH, Psy. Because that's what he is on a 2 or 3 game heater right now, Zach is. He's got 113-96 projection. Zach has Lamar Jackson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, George Kittle, Josh Jacobs, Joe Mixon, Jalen Waddle, Younghoe Koo, and Cincinnati Bengals take on the Steelers. Anthony's got Jared Goff, DeAndre Swift, Puka Nacua, Sam Laporta, Gus Edwards, Jonathan Taylor, Jerry Jeudy, Cam Dicker the kicker, and the Jags D taking on Houston.
Mm.
Oh, man, last time they played, -4 for the Jaguars.
Yikes.
Yeah.
-4.
I meant to say, did you see Washington new defense last week also?
9 sacks.
And they only got, what, like 8, 9
and they
points?
Gave up 35 points.
I know, but it's just like, oh, man, just have a little backbone. You guys got 9 sacks.
It's crazy.
Anyway, for this, man, Goff, last time he played Green Bay was in week 4, only with 12 points. But this time...
If I remember right, that was a Thursday night game, too.
It might have been. This time it's at home, though.
Mm.
Jared Goff is typically better in the dome.
Oh, yeah, big time. Also, last week he kind of struggled, but then he came back.
Now, Lamar getting the Chargers, and you might want to think about Zay Flowers here.
Dude, he stinks.
You get confused. I mean, the Chargers give it up to quarterbacks. Somebody has to catch it on that team. If it's not Isaiah Likely, it's got to be Zay. Who else is it? Or I guess Odell, maybe. Odell's been having kind of a
Bateman. He'll catch some. Yeah, like, everybody just catches just randomly. Like freaking Nelson Aguilar.
Nelson Aguilar is like probably their second best wide
receiver. That's what I'm saying.
That's one to actually Nelson Aguilar sneaky anytime touchdown.
Kissing them babies on like Aguilar.
If you didn't like our Turkey Day one, put in a Nelson Aguilar Josh Downs anytime combo. See what that comes out.
That wouldn't hit. We're not good at those. We need to stick to
I think it's possible.
Stick to the bread and butter of the -200. and apparently Montgomery, St. Brown, McCaffrey, and CeeDee Lamb.
Let's see, Gibbs and Brown, Green Bay. What did they do last? Well, Gibbs, I'm assuming, did bad. Last time, St. Brown said 14 point. That was nice.
Yeah. St. Brown's so good.
He really is.
He's so good. He's wide receiver 6, and he missed the game.
Yeah. I mean, he gets targeted on the butt, so the stats would be there, but still, he is legit, like, just always open.
Every game he's played, he's not had less than double digits.
Actually, it's pretty impressive with Jared Goff and Laporta on Anthony's side and Gibbs and St. Brown on Zach's side.
A lot going on.
Anthony's
going
to be having conflicted feelings all over himself on 12:30 in the afternoon. I love Gus Boss. And I'd like Jonathan Taylor to score a touchdown. Jerry Jeudy, he might not even catch a football.
I don't know, man. The Broncos are good.
I know, but so is Cleveland.
The Lions stand up. 2-3-4.
This is a tough matchup. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going with Zach.
I think I'm going with Zach as well. Anthony's been doing so good. Maybe this is where he stumbles.
It's like you're saying, like, he needs a participation trophy. He's been doing so good.
So, well, he has been. He's climbed out of the I think he was like almost in last place at one point.
Yeah.
Man, we're well ahead. Need more stats to talk about. The next matchup. Now, these next two, pretty much co.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is like the women's title first, and then the men's title's coming up. The first women's title matchup is 7-4 second place. Bills kick Bass. Taking on 6-5 fifth place. Newly named. Read Between the Lines. 104-99 the projection in Spags' favor. He's got Josh Allen, Devin Singletary, Stephon Diggs, Pat Freiermuth, Ramondre Stevenson, Brian Robinson, Michael Pittman, Tyler Bass, and San Fran D taking on the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
John's got Brock Purdy, Kyren Williams, CeeDee Lamb, Dalton Kincaid, Warren, Jamar Chase, Jaden Reed, Daniel Carlson, and Houston D taking on the Jags. Last time they played Houston and the Jacksonville. Oh, Houston at 17 points. Mm. Mama mia.
What do you think Brock Purdy is quarterback was?
14?
10. He's top 10 quarterback fantasy wise. That's wild.
He should be. I'm surprised he's not higher with that offense.
I know, but like, when you. Brock Purdy coming into the season, did you think that guy's going to be a top 10 quarterback?
I would have put him around 10.
No way. Why don't you put on the preseason predictions then? I feel like that's outlandish. I mean, he's not like a, he's more of a game manager. He's actually like
slinging the ball. If you look back at his stats, he was literally throwing 2 touchdowns a game for like weeks. I think going into last season, he was.
That is
and
true.
Then this year, it was like six, so many games.
Literally week 13 to 18 last year. 2-2-2-2-2-2-3.
Yeah, like, it's just like, oh, yeah, if he did that. And then he started the season that way, too. It's just he kind of went down.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. And he didn't get drafted by anybody.
Yeah.
That's
what I mean. Like, if people thought he'd be a top 10 quarterback, he shouldn't have gotten a draft.
He's not going to. John's not going to play Charbonnet, even though I think he's getting the nod with Kenneth Walker down.
Yep.
He got 84% of the snaps last week, which is the highest of any Seattle running back has all year. And he actually also got 15% target share. Pretty nice.
Wow.
It's nuts that they sit in Wilson and Ridley this week.
I don't know about Ridley. I mean, Ridley's hot.
I mean, one game, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, that's just what I think it's a matchup thing. Plus, when he played Houston last time, he only got 5 points. So maybe that's one of the matchups.
I might consider. No, maybe not. I was going to say maybe playing really for Jamar Chase just to see.
So I know he had Chase out, and I think he had Charbonnet in for a second, and then he put Chase back in because he's just, again, who knows what this Browning dude's going to do. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you figure if he's bad quarterback mindset, all right, I know this is where my bread's buttered at least at all.
Right.
Jamar Chase, just throw him a million targets. And he's playing Jaden Reed because you almost have to.
Right.
He's their best player, like you just said, how good he is.
He's really good.
Both quarterbacks, you got Purdy getting Seattle, Josh Allen getting Philly. Oh.
Mm.
Him and Diggs, finally.
I mean, Diggs have been
bad the last 2 weeks. 4-4.
But not good. And not good.
Yeah, but I mean, getting the Jets, I'm assuming that Pat Surtain covered him when they played Denver.
I don't know.
Surtain's a pretty damn good corner. But Philadelphia sucks against wide receivers. This could be the biggest game yet. Ramondre, love it. Although Bill Belichick said, I'm not naming a quarterback until Sunday. That's a little scary.
Yeah, he's off the rocker.
Well, I mean, I'm sitting here with DeMario Douglas. Like, is Zappy going to throw to him? Like, but why would you play Mac Jones? It just doesn't make sense. Pittman. I do like Michael Pittman this week. This is going to be a high-scoring game. I think both these guys are going to score over 115 points.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just don't know who's going to have the edge.
I'll tell you what, whoever you pick, I'm taking the opposite, so you take the
I'm
first.
Taking John, all only right. because I don't like Brian Robinson versus Dallas this week.
Give me Spags.
Scary. You're just trying to get ahead in the standings.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Ride or die. That's
trying.
That's what you have to do. Spags, I heard there's a $50 bet on this matchup, too.
No.
No, between Spags and John.
Oh.
Just what I heard.
Oh, just heard that from the great
trying to poke the fire. Right. And this week's matchup of the week is 7-4 first place. How dare you? Taking on 6-5 fourth place, Achilles heel. 104-103.
Oof.
Adam thinks he's hot with the team that I gave him. Let's see what my monster looks like. Adam's got Dak Prescott, Saquon Barkley, Mike Evans, Cole Kmet, Cooper Kupp still. Is that a blank?
No, I mean, he's got projected points, doesn't he?
That's just
got
to be a Tuesday mess up. I thought he's hurt.
Cooper Kupp has chance to miss no game action, says right. Sean McVay.
All right. Keenan Allen, Christian Kirk, Jake Elliott, and Baltimore D taking on the Chargers.
Go, Chargers, go.
I've got Josh Dobbs this week, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, Jake Ferguson, Tony Pollard, Brees Hall, Tyler Lockett, Dustin Hopkins. Maybe that's why I constantly get screwed up with it. Dallas D taking on the Commanders. Oh, my.
That's great.
2 Niners and 2 Cowboys.
How about it?
I'm kind of thinking about sitting Brees this week only because I don't know what Tim Boyle's going to do. If it's going to be that much worse and putting Downs in. You know what? John was doing crazy. Maybe I sub Downs in for Lockett. Definitely going to put Downs in somewhere.
I was just going to say, you're high on Downs this week.
I do like them. Tampa Bay's number one worst thing is in the slot. They get killed by slot receivers, and that's what Down plays. That's kind of why I even traded for him. Let's see. Dallas get Washington? Come on. Repeat. Let's go, Pollard. McCaffrey's just too good.
I mean, Pollard was solid, wasn't he? 12 for 61.
You think I'm crazy for sitting Howell this week against Dallas?
I was just looking to see if they played yet, but they haven't.
They haven't. And that's why I'm like, he just threw 3 interceptions to the Giants.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. No, I mean, but Dobbs, I don't know. Dobbs magic. 17 points last week. Kind of ran out of gas towards the end.
Well, yeah, but that was Denver, right? Denver's defense has been a little bit better. And, yeah, he did have a pretty bad fumble, I think. But it's Chicago. Their defense stinks.
True.
I first figured it's the safest play for me.
Yeah.
On Scotty's side, Dak probably going to continue doing Dak things. Yeah,
Dak's been
although,
long.
Carolina, again, this shows how good their defense is. They took Dak, who was going 30 every week, and then made him an 18-pointer.
Yeah, I mean,
pass defense
still 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, right.
They did go up like 38 points.
Yeah, that's true. I'm guessing Bill Belichick will just key on Barkley, hopefully. Just put him down.
Belichick can't stop anybody anymore. He's gone. It's over.
Oh, Bill, what happened to you? Keenan's going to get his. That's all Herbert throws to now. What, 15 targets every game, basically? 16,
yeah.
14.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Nuts, dude.
He's only had one game below 9 targets all season. Wide receiver 2. That's crazy.
That's another draft pick of the year.
All right.
Christian Kirk had 13 points last time he played Houston. He'll probably be fine. I'm very nervous.
I think you should be because I'm going with Ciccone.
I mean, if Ciccone beats me with the team that I gave him.
Yeah, that looked pretty bad.
It would look bad, but I'm going to be him with the team that he gave me.
If Cup's out, I think you got to maneuver. You got to put James Conner in for Cup. Or Jerome Ford. Nah, I don't know about that.
Why not Ford or Hunt?
I actually would.
Denver's run defense is not very good.
But I don't know which one's getting the ball, though.
It's Ford, isn't it?
I mean, Hunt got the majority of the second half, and Ford got the majority of the first half.
And it split
50-50. It was bizarre, yeah. Whereas Connor, he gets.
I would say 4 because I think they start with him. But you're right, Connor's the only one there.
Right,
he's a safe play.
Right.
I will say in Saquon's favor, Danny DeVito is better than Danny Dimes. He's had 6 touchdowns already on the year. And
I wouldn't say that. Danny Dimes doing the playoffs last year. Went to the divisional. I mean, he went to the divisional.
And had 10 games or something like that and done.
Are you telling me with a straight face right now, Danny Dimes is worse than Tommy DeVito?
I'd say it could be discussed.
You're insane.
I know. No, okay, maybe not. But it's looking better in this offense. Also, shout out to Dallas.
This is the only game that's looking better. He hasn't been playing. They've been losing by a million.
Shout out to Dallas D's Deron Bland, who has four pick
sixes. Yeah, I've seen that.
How many wide receivers don't have four touchdowns?
Oh, probably a lot.
Yeah. And this guy's got that many. Man, they're going to have him and Diggs next year. Sick.
Sick.
Well, it was a quicker one. Pretty good for more speculative analytics than normal.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun.
Do you got something to play us out?
Not really. Last thing, start me. Turkey Bowl this week. I'm going off.
Yeah, I went to kick a hose out of the way, ended up kicking the machine.
Hurt yourself?
Got a little light ankle sprain.
Oh, no.
Pulled up a Q-tag.
Oh, no.
I'm pushing through it right now, though.
Oh, no.
And it kind of hurts. Like, it's weird that it hurts.
Oh, no. Don't say that too loud. We're going to let the opposition know.
Well, they listening in. Well, hello to anybody who's not in our league, by the way.
Yeah.
Happy to have you aboard.
Thank you for listening. I'm going to play you out with a little Peanuts Thanksgiving theme. I've never heard this before. Let's see how it goes.
This is going to be something weird.
Let's see how it goes.
Good luck, everybody.
See you next week. Happy Thanksgiving.